All right, Reality Radio continues next. I've got Karin here with me. Karin, can you do me a favor? And I'm sorry to ask this, but how is your last name pronounced?
It's Neuendorf.
It is. Okay, see, you see the N-E-U thing, and I've met news, noise, and nyes, and I appreciate you clarifying for me. So, Karin, you're here on behalf of Kelly Meredith and the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, one of the more involved individuals, organizations, businesses that I can think of in the Northwoods. How do you know Kelly? What's your connection to the studio?
I am actually an artist that has work in the gallery.
Excellent. Okay. And that's how the verbiage we use when we talk about on Shopping Show on Fridays and such. The gallery features work from several local area artists. That is, I can tell you word for word the exact phrasing. So you are one of those local area artists. Do you work in one particular medium, or are you more of a generalist with multiple media?
I actually work in multiple media. I work in watercolor. I have polymer clay jewelry.
Ooh.
And I am working on my glass art at the moment.
Glass art. Is that as scary and burnable potential? Like, is that as dangerous as it seems like it might be?
You know, it's fairly safe because you try to not put your hand in the torch or burn yourself in the kiln. You do have to watch out for some sharp pieces, though.
But people do get burned. I'm sure it happens. You know, sometimes I just recently started working with rocks and cutting them on a saw, which has an incredibly safe type of blade. I didn't know there were this type of safe saw blades out there, but it's still a saw blade. It still wants to remove things from what it touches. And there's always going to be those kinds of things. So, all right, you, an artist at Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. We've been chatting with Pioneer Days. We chatted with Don about Pioneer Days a few moments ago. But you guys are going to be present and involved, and I'm guessing some of your own work will be there at Pioneer Days at the art show portion. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. Well, there are two art shows at Pioneer Days. One will be up at the park, and I am here to tell you about the art show that will be at the Fanatical Fish. It will be going on around the same time.
Okay.
It will be Saturday, July 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we are going to be showcasing a number of local artists, and we will have fine art, so oil, acrylic, watercolors. We have this phenomenal artist that has some unique preserved insect art that will be there. I know that there will be greeting cards, jewelry, fabric art, and much, much more. We will also have food and beverages at the Fanatical Fish.
Okay.
And then while you're downtown and visiting the Fanatical Fish, you can stop next door and the Historical Museum will be open as well.
All right. All right. And are you involved with the museum at all, or is that more a matter of proximity? You're the artist, they're the historian kind of thing.
Actually, Kelly and I are both on the museum board and we're involved in both.
Anybody who knows Kelly will be not at all surprised by that fact. Like I said, you guys are, the phrase I like to use is terminally involved. Some people don't seem to own a chair because they're always standing at a booth or a stand or doing some sort of fundraising effort. Okay, so it's, like you mentioned, at the same time as the art fair portion of Pioneer Days itself, but with the window you guys are operating in, it will be more than easy for people to check out both, get a thorough look at everything going on. Let me think. I'm trying to pry a sneak peek of some kind from you, but I don't know if there are any juicy secrets to be revealed at the art show. Just quality artwork from local artists who I imagine you work with and know. How local are we talking? How far does Fanatical Fish generally reach with the art that it features? You know, how far away are people from who have their art in the gallery?
Kelly has artists from around Wisconsin, but okay, primarily in the area. I know that of the artists that will be up here, they are generally Butternut Park Falls, and I believe one as far away as Phillips, but within the gallery, she does have people slightly further.
That makes a lot of sense, too. Of course, small towns and art galleries, not necessarily something people expect to combine simply because a lot of times art is, it's, well, I mean, nobody is going to die who doesn't buy a painting. You know, there's kind of a practicality to the area, but I've loved watching Kelly and the whole team that she works with totally subverting that. I've actually got a Kelly Meredith painting hanging in my house right now, and I can even tell you which one it is if you're familiar. It's called Creek Near Morse, October. And I look at that, and I love it because I actually understand the things my art teacher was trying to teach me 15 years ago. You know, I look at that painting and I see motion. It's a still, it's oil on canvas, but I feel the wind that Kelly was feeling as she observed this creek near Morse. And that's something something I imagine you can absolutely relate to. That is basically what art is. It's at least to me. And back me up on this, or don't, disagree with me if you will. To me, art is the ability to take something that you can't put in words and share it with somebody else. Does that line up?
Absolutely. And not only is Kelly this phenomenal artist that can do that, she has a vision for the community and how to bring people together. She has brought together this community of artists and even regular people that are from the area or visiting on the lake for the summer. And she provides these classes for people to come together and talk and meet each other. And she really bridges this divide between the different communities within our community.
I agree. I absolutely 100% agree. And I imagine that anybody listening, again, who knows Kelly agrees. Are you involved in those classes, by the way?
I took a class last weekend that was absolutely phenomenal. A local artist, and her name is Frances, and she taught weaving, where we took flat pieces of birch bark and we cut it into strips and we weaved this phenomenal basket.
Birch baskets, actually. Funny enough, I was recently at a gem and mineral show in Minocqua a couple weeks ago, and somebody was selling birch baskets there. So I was kind of this weird sort of serendipity, but that's something that we talked to Kelly about before the summer really picked up steam. I think it was maybe in April or even early May that she was showing us the list of classes that were coming. And wow, it was, if you wanted to learn about an art form, you just had to pick the right week to be there. And is that the only class you've participated in, or are you diving in every once in a while to those?
I take two or three classes every summer as my schedule allows me, because
gotcha.
I love to just support all of our local artists in the community.
Yes.
But I'm also a forever learner, where I want to know that next technique.
That is a beautiful phrase. I've fallen into, you can even see it's peeking out on my computer screen there. It's been rocks lately for me. And I even mentioned I've been cutting them lately. But why do I care about them? It's because it's an excuse to learn, right? As far as I'm concerned, if there's a day I ever spend without learning anything, that better be the day I leave this earth, or I'm not doing something right, in my mind, at least. Am I speaking out of turn, or would you back me up on that one, too?
I would 100% back you up on that one.
Learn until you die, right? And watch out, because when you stop learning, it might be a sign that, oop, okay, we've got to change some things. So you can catch Karin at Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio at a couple select classes here and there, and I take it you'll be there that day, very involved in Pioneer Days with the art sale. Will you be at the gallery that day for the most part?
I will be at the gallery that day.
All right. So if people want to ask you about your glass art or about that birch bark basket that you wove, they can absolutely do so. If you could pick one type of art, one medium, one thing that you don't currently do that you'd like to add to your repertoire, what would it be?
Oh, I would say that I would love to get into oil painting.
Okay. So you've got the watercolor thing down. How much would that help with oil painting? Is that going to help and hurt at the same time, kind of thing? Because I wonder, it's like, yeah, there's similarities in painting, but I almost wonder if the differences might be frustrating because oil, water, there's a parable in that, I think, some oil and water joke that I won't make. But how much do you think your watercolor experience should help with oil painting?
I think from a drawing and perspective, I think that will help, but oil acts very differently than watercolor. So it's learning from scratch of how to layer things.
Fair. So oil, if I had to guess, oil might stay where you put it, whereas watercolor, you've got to control the, I don't want to say bleeding, but basically you've got that to factor into the experience, right? I would tend to think oil stays where you put it, whereas water tries to run away on you. Is that even close?
I will let you know when I learn.
Fair, very fair. I set myself up for that one. Go ahead.
But what I do understand is that oil stays wet for quite a while and you have more time to work with it.
Okay. See, that's something that I don't even think of, is that once it hits the canvas, it's not set in stone. And I've watched a little bit of Bob Ross on Netflix, but I'll be honest, when I watch that and I watch him, here, I'm just going to take my brush and we're going to paint some rocks. And he somehow just wiggles his brush and that's a rock. You know, like he basically puts a picture on the screen. I don't mean to measure anybody against Bob Ross, but I'll admit I was pretty much just lost in the awe. And I thought, there's no way I can do what he's doing. That's just magic. But I would say that you guys challenge that notion, right? Would you say that anybody can do art?
Anybody can do art. It's learning a number of skills that you learn how to master, and then at a certain point you're able to take those skills and put them together in a certain way that it makes something beautiful.
And for me, the really beautiful moment is when experience and learning and knowledge and confidence kind of meet, and you get to see that person who's new at an activity. And it doesn't matter if it's art, if it's playing an instrument, if it's something you do at work, but there will be that moment where a person recognizes that they are capable of what they're looking to do. And maybe it's somebody like you, like, hey, I know the perspective part of this. I just got to figure out how to get the paint to do what I want it to do. And you can use, like, I would love to see you sitting at a canvas and the glint enters your eye when you realize, oh, I can do this. And that's something that I think you guys probably get to experience a lot at the gallery, seeing people build confidence as they go through these classes. Is that something I could stop and talk to you guys about? Could I bend your ear about this weekend at the art show? Is that okay if people stop by and ask you about your art and your involvement in it?
Absolutely. I love taking questions.
See, that's the thing. I was talking to a guy who makes wire-wrapped stones. And wire-wrapping, I saw on the list of things that Kelly was going to have as a class at the gallery this year. But I was talking to a guy about wire-wrapping stones, and he basically said, I would do this all day, but it's not worth it if you can't share it. I mean, and art does have its own satisfaction, but would you say that it's part of the artistic process to share it with somebody else?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of Kelly's space, is it's not only a place where you can go and look at and purchase art, but it is a space where everybody can come together and share their skills, learn from each other, and share their techniques.
And that was what Kelly said, too, when she was explaining that when she inherited, she purchased the property, the storefront, and she talked to us about the couple simple changes she made, notably adding larger windows and blowing up and raising the ceiling basically a little bit so that she could deal with, actually, I think it was so she could deal with bigger murals indoors. And I thought, there's somebody who's dedicated and passionate to the craft. If you're going to literally knock walls down so that you can do what you want to do, that's somebody I want to stand behind, learn from. And Karin, I can tell that, Kelly's rubbed off, but you're your own person with your own media. And I look forward to what you guys might have this Saturday. What time is that? 10 to 2, if I recall, correct?
10 to 2.
All right. And Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, where can people find that if they somehow haven't stumbled into it before?
It's downtown Butternut, 108 North Main Street.
All right. Karin, is there anything that we haven't touched on today that you'd like to before we wrap up?
That about covers it. Thank
Fair
you.
Enough. Well, hey, I know you guys are busy, and thank you. I appreciate you taking some time out of a busy schedule. But that is roughly the end of our schedule today. As you guys know, I hang out until noon these days, but you're pretty used to me saying goodbye at 10, and so I'll say thanks for hanging out today. I'm going to archive Reality Radio, and I'm actually going to do it this week. I absolutely promise. So check it out, 98qcountry.com. Listen back to this conversation we just had with Karin. We talked with Don, and we talked with Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber. All three of those conversations available on demand on 98qcountry.com. Again, I'm not leaving, but I know some of you tune off at 10 a.m., and so thank you for joining me for another beautiful day in the Northwoods. From the Aspirus Health Studios, better begins with human kindness, and at Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Passion for excellence, compassion for people. That's Aspirus Health. We're 98Q. I'm Gray. You're the best. See you tomorrow right here. And I'm hanging out till noon anyway, so stick around.